nigga. Don't do that no more.
What? Yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Dope Nerds Podcast. Yes, we are the Dope Nerds. And today's episode is sponsored by Lee Cherie's Coffee Company. Kickstart your morning with us. Lee Cherie's Coffee was founded by Kenneth Stroud in 2020. They started with a dark roast and has since added a multitude of flavors, such as...
Man, they have quite a few. The Cinnamon Toast Crunch. We always talk about that. But, of course, summer's coming, so I was talking about the s'mores. I know the English toffee. We like a little bit of sweet when we move into our mornings. Irv, did you know about they got K-Cups now, bro? It's just a lot easier.
Y'all killing me because y'all even bringing up the best part of Lee Cherie's Coffee.
What's that?
Bro, a $5 flat fee for shipping?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, across the United States.
You're finding that nowhere, bro.
That stacks, too, I think, with the Dope Nerds 10. What does that code do for us again?
Also, if you use the promo code DOPENERDS10, you get 10% off of your purchase. Plus, with the $5 split shipping rate, bro, you can't beat that.
You can't beat that. Try them out. Give them those flavors. We definitely have quite a few of our own.
Yeah. So,
bro, and they have apple pie.
Apple pie.
Apple pie. Apple pie. Apple pie.
The link will be in the description below. That is Lee Cherie's Coffee Company. Thank you again.
I mean... If you're into the evening drinks, eventually we will have some information on Acrospire, our other sponsor. They dabble in beer and, of course, a couple of ciders, but that's for the evening and the summer. We'll get back to that.
Absolutely. Cannot wait for that. Did try it. I did try it.
Mm-hmm.
We ordered something here. I'm so sorry
about that percentage, but it was so good. Yeah.
Bro, I was like... Woo! Wanted to get you right. That's all I'm going to say. But ladies and gentlemen, we are the Dope Nerds. And we're back with another episode. And as always, I have two of the dopest gentlemen with me on the face of the earth. Fellas, what's good?
What's good, dog? It is your vehemently vexed video file. My name is Hugh. I take care of some of the work. We might have a couple of extra hands. Actually, on the editing now, so I can't say that anymore. But of course, before I get too far into that, I want to throw it back over to our hype man historian hybrid, the Big, the Irv.
Dude. Yo, what's good, y'all? It's Big Irv. Yo, you already know we coming. But guess what, though? We do bring the dopest content around. Mm-hmm. We gonna get real with y'all. And hey, durian mother. Lover in this planet that's more real than the main man, the host of this show, Q.
Hey, everybody, I'm Q, and welcome back to another episode. Together, we form the Dope Nerds. So, today, we normally do a little question thing, but I don't have one today. So,
Well, today's topic, we did want to reflect on one of the first questions you asked us. You remember what that was by chance?
If you could have two superpowers, what would they be and why?
Oh, yeah. Of course. I'm 99% sure I said teleportation and was it telekinesis? Probably telekinesis.
Mm-hmm. Which is fitting. It's fitting. Still fitting.
Thank you.
Bro, y'all already know how I'm coming. Hey. Drip me in green, make me mean, baby.
He said super strength. He said double up on the super strength. That's what I'm hearing.
That's all I need. I need super strength and healing factor. That's all I need.
Yeah, and I said invulnerability and regeneration. Like smallest molecule can bring me back to life. You know what I mean? And I think it said flying.
It's crazy, Q, how, well, as I sit back and I listen to the powers that we pick, they coincide so greatly with the favorite characters of Marvel that we have.
Yes, and so, you guys should know by now, today's topic is our favorite characters of the Marvel universe, and not just cinematic. It can be cinematic, but not cinematic, mostly in the comic books. Hugh, you chose teleportation.
That was the hardest thing. I had to fight with myself for days on this one, because teleportation, telekinesis are what I want, and I was thinking of Nightcrawler. Up and down, it was just in my mind, but I ended up settling somewhere else, but similar powers. Am I going to start? Are we just hopping into this one?
I mean, who is the favorite character?
My main character of choice that I love the most in the Marvel universe is Blue Marvel. Granted, this is new to me. Did y'all want to take a guess at when this comic came out? Just any guess.
1987.
That would actually make sense, but no. Earth.
I will say. What year did you say, Q?
1987.
As a historian of the group, sorry to say, I'm not real familiar with Blue Marvel. If I have to guess. The way you talking, Hubie, saying mid-90s.
Damn. Early 2000s, you got it. Oh, my God. I didn't mean to cut you off. But see, the way Blue Marvel came about, and there's a time skip thing where he goes back in time. It's featured in the 70s. But it came out, it premiered in comics in November of 2008.
Mm.
That's recent. And it's been hard to grab hold of that, because when I was reading it the first time, I was like, oh my gosh, the topics that they have, this has got to be one of the oldest heroes. Nope, not even close. This is one of the newer ones, and I say that I guess that was 14 years ago.
I mean, still though, I mean, 14 years ago, that's some of our my children ain't even 14 years old yet, you know what I mean?
Well, when you put it like that, absolutely. All right, so I'm gonna hop into it. I'm gonna go down a little memory lane. I've got quite a few notes I want to talk about, but I'm also gonna read the powers directly from one of Marvel's databases, just so I don't mess that up.
Okay. Before you go do that, we picked our favorite characters, and we had to come up with 10 facts that we may not know about our favorite character.
No, I thought they were just interesting.
Yeah, interesting, but I mean, obviously, we don't know very much about Blue Marvel, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I took a cheat.
So this will be news to us. This will be learning something, and probably news to some of you guys out there as our audience members. But I'll pass it right back over to Hugh.
All right, so I'm gonna go right through it. I'm gonna start with number one, just a little bit of early life and background. Our boy Adam Brashear. Hold on, let me get his middle name. I'm pretty sure it's Brendan. His middle name is kind of weird anyway, but it's Adam Bernard Brashear. Sorry, Bernard. from Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. Born and raised. He was a child prodigy. And usually when you hear child prodigy from when he was born, like the 70s, etc., you hear just intellect. So he was just really wise, really smart. He played fullback at Cornell University, and he graduated magna cum laude. So he was just the top of his class, and he was a genius in the field of theoretical physics. And he's made extraordinary strides in the study of antimatter, which, of course, will come back later and when we talk about his powers. But when they talk about him in the universe, this is a direct quote from Reed Richards. He's compared IQ level to Dr. Doom. And that was...
To Dr. Doom?
Yeah.
Before
his IQ levels. His intelligence. This is before he had the transformation, too. He actually gets his powers later in life because of an accident. So I'm going to review some stuff. He was a Marine. I'm going to pull that back up, too. He obviously graduated early, went into the military. Let me see what awards he has. He's a veteran of the Korean War, two Silver Stars, obviously, it's still fiction, but there's still admirable if we're comparing this to real people. In 1962, he's a little bit older. He's starting his life. He received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from President John F. Kennedy. This is Earth 616. John F. Kennedy does exist. If anyone doesn't know, the Presidential Medal of Freedom is an award bestowed by the President of the United States to recognize people who have made, quote-unquote, an especially meritorious contribution to the security or national interests of the United States, world peace, cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. Mm. So this is compared to the Congressional Gold Medal. This is the highest civilian award. So he got stars in the military, and then he has a civilian award for being amazing. We come into this character, his comics start, he's already got his powers, he wears a mask, he wears a lot of blue, he's got a cape, wears blue and white. One of the turning points is his mask rips, and he's a hero in the 60s and 70s, and right when he receives this medal is when the president is asking him to step down from being a superpower because his mask gets ripped. And I've mentioned this before, he was saving people. He was destroying one of the, not destroying, but he was fighting off villains. He was pulling people out of wreckage. And when his mask rips and they found out that he was black, they lost their mind. They were just like, oh, we don't like him. They were picketing signs. And then they had some of the UN and the highest United States. I'm bad with military ranks sometimes. But they were all at a meeting, and they said, oh, we can't have this, because if he ever decides to just kill off white people, he'll lead a Negro revolution. That's verbatim. Mm. The language in this comic is dastard. They're reflecting the time appropriately.
Yeah.
And so they asked him to step down, and he does. So
he was the black messiah, so to speak.
Yep, that's actually what he said.
Wow.
It hurts. I will go through his powers really quickly, though, so you can see why they were a little scared. Because comparatively, some people compare him to Superman. It's a different kind of universe, but that's his physical strength. His power is antimatter, which he actually studied. So he can absorb energy, and that's actually how he defeats one of the main villains that's born the same time as him. This is a reaction with chemicals and a bomb, and he and his best friend, another veteran, accidentally gets blown up and returned back regenerative by the molecules.
Mm.
It's a weird thing. We got to go back. I gotta take some pictures about this, but it's an experiment from the military, and it ends up giving him superhuman strength. He's got... Oh, wow, they compare it here to Thor and Hercules, etc. Sentry? I think he fights Sentry in his origin comic, and he almost wins. He's supposed to win, but he's a little old and he's out of shape at the point he's fighting, even though he's trained in hand-to-hand combat, so he's almost invulnerable. Hydrogen bomb incident he took care of. He took care of Ms. Marvel, Ares, Iron Man, Wonder Woman, Sentry, and he's come out unharmed. He can manipulate antimatter. He's got like bolts, like psychic bolts, but they're just energy controls. He can fly. He's got energy matter manipulation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, his super genius intellect. But that's not really an ability. That's his. That was his brain before, and is how it has stayed. And then he's trained in military combat, hand in hand, as well as armed combat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's
so he got the total package.
He's the GOAT right now for me at least. So those powers, he might be the strongest, one of the strongest at least, but he always stresses. Yes, Earl. I see your eyes lighting up. Sir, you okay?
Yeah, because isn't he? I think I've read this before. Again, I don't know much about Blue Marvel, but isn't he his own battery, so he never tires?
Yes, except for his age, which is weird because he's still human.
I have a question from the back.
Yes, you, sir, in the back with your hand up.
Do you say he's what?
One of the strongest.
That's so disrespectful.
Listen, man, some of yours are longevity, all right?
I mean, for 14 years, you gotta think he probably hasn't had a whole retcon and then another new story, like with some of the characters that have been around since the 50s and 60s. You know what I'm saying? So, 14 years old they're just
one of my favorite things about getting started is that I was reading the Ultimates and he's chasing Dr. Doom, and that leads into like X-Men's and Inhumans, and because he likes to stick, actually that's one of my points, he stresses and chooses nonviolence when joining a team or on a mission, it makes him almost ineffective, and so we don't see a lot of fights. And so when he does encounter these older heroes and villains, he's choosing not to fight, and it's like, oh, until the last minute he's called in like Captain Marvel in the MCU.
Ah, okay, so yeah,
so I for guess now
that character,
so
we did the wrong thing for the MCU. No, he's gonna say it. I'm gonna say it.
No, that's I don't know yet. I'm gonna let you know after I get cast as Blue Marvel. Cough, cough.
Marvel, holler at your boys.
All right, so
damn, son, where'd you find this? Real trap shit.
I will say I'm at like number five. I just went through a lot of these things. I'm just gonna go through his teams really quickly. He was in the Mighty Avengers, which is 1970s, which was that time lapse thing, you know. And then he was also in the Ultimates, and he was recommended to be in the Marvel Ultimates by Black Panther. Captain Marvel is making this team. Black Panther's in it. It's actually a lot of minorities. I think it's pretty dope, but it's also a lot of the strong and intelligent characters. Like Shuri's in there. Miles is in there. Miles is also very smart. So is Peter Parker. But all right. So my computer's hating me. We've seen it in MCU. We know this character in general. But Jimmy Woo, the police officer investigator who becomes other things, he was investigating the Eternity Mask. Long story short, that mask is linked to an old guild, the Scientist Guild, that was from the 1500s around King Arthur's time, that has continued on. And that leads into X-Men territory. And there's a lot of crossovers. And if we're talking MCU, let alone, we've seen the lead up to Blue Marvel. If we're talking comics, it makes sense. And he fits right in with Reed Richards and all of them as well. Some of the greatest minds, because he's with... I don't even have a list anymore because that Scientist Guild has changed so much. They call it the three X's. We'll get to that another time. On my last few pieces, he's a family man. Long story short about his wife, she was a spy from the government sent to watch him to make sure he didn't reactivate his powers after they asked him to step down. And yes, it was a blonde white woman, because, you know, it's fitting for the time. I mean, it was written in 2008, but it was on purpose so that it looked like it was to lead him in, like how to get the, yeah. So, but they end up falling in love. He fell in love with her first, obviously. And within weeks, she failed her mission. She fell in love and she withdrew. It comes back up later because Tony Stark requests his help to take care of a villain. But I won't ruin the story. But it's really hard to watch his interactions with his wife when he finds out. But it's him, his wife. He eventually has two sons and a daughter. He actually works with them in their adulthood. They investigate a zone called the Neutral Zone, which is actually, it is like kryptonite in there. Of course you do.
Love that zone.
The Neutral Zone has his only physical weakness. It's like kryptonite. It's called... I don't have it. Well, anywho, his son accidentally gets trapped in there because of a villain. And so he goes in there. He stays there for a long time just looking for his son, where his weakness is. I'm just like, that's love. His other son becomes estranged. Like Bond. What'd you say? You say Bond?
That kind of sounds like Bond.
Yes. Yes, it does. The loyalty. His other son, long story short, I keep saying that. He becomes estranged. He wants to distance himself from his family. Ends up working for AIM. If you've played any of the games or seen any of the TVs, yeah. AIM is not a good company. He's one of the lead scientists. All those kids end up with high intellect, too. All right. So I'm going to leave that one there because it is not about them. It is about Blue Marvel. I'm going to just leave. This one's quick. This is number 9. He used to hang out and talk with the Watcher. Yup.
Wow.
He would leave Earth and just to get like some time to himself because, you know, sick of these people. And he's just like, all right, And then the watcher would show up and they would just have a conversation. Hmm. Which leads me into my 10th point. Go ahead, Q.
No, I was about to say, that's pretty cool. Like, you think about two old dudes, like, meet up every day to play chess, and they... Yeah. That's just pretty cool.
It's nice when when superheroes have that connection where they can just be the fellas. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, because let's be honest, you don't get that. You know what I mean? There are certain things that when you become a superhero that you have to give up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Just,
you know what I mean? So to see characters have that human
moment.
Yeah. Where they could just be a sense of normal within their unnormal forms or world.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Absolutely. And you know, that's what I want to talk about too, because it's almost like therapy with him, even though they're not like solving any problems, which is what therapy does. It's for you to solve it. You just need to talk about it and find solutions for the most part. I mean, therapy's different for everybody, but the mental health that this man has, the mental strength, he doesn't help in any of the wars or with heroes, villains, or nations after the Korean War, because he was told to stand down. The president asked him to, because the president didn't want to, but he was kind of forced to. He was forced his hand because people were afraid there was going to be a Negro uprising and he was going to lead it. And they were like, how many other black folks have superpowers? Mm-hmm. You know, they were afraid. And so he steps down, not just for himself, but for his people, because he doesn't want them to be persecuted. Or prosecute, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Suspected of anything. So he does that just to keep the peace. So that his mental health is like the rest of us, though. It's like every non-white male American, keep your head down. No matter how great, powerful, successful, influential, or important you may be, your place isn't here. And so he finds his own happiness. He forges his own happiness being only part of himself. And that's his wife, his kids. And he becomes a professor, too, at a better university than where he graduated from. It's the Ivy League. Like, he has the Silver Stars. He made it through Marine Corps for years. Like, he pushed through the hate, not just for himself. I'm sorry, Q, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, like, how many times have we as black gentlemen been told to not be 100% yourself? Hey, be yourself, but don't be all of yourself. Like, make sure you speak softly, but you carry a big stick. Or you know, make sure you say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. I mean, respectfully, but make sure you especially do it to them when people in charge. You know what I mean? Don't be too niggerish. Pull your pants up.
Yeah, one of the things that happens with he and his wife, they're out just getting ice cream or whatever, and people are, you know, harassing and soliciting them, and he's not, they don't know who he is. They didn't find out who Blue Marvel was. They just knew he was black, so he still has his identity. And so he's just living his life, hanging out with his wife, getting ice cream, and these people are harassing them, and you know, he just pushes past them, ignores it, keeps moving. And she knows he could flick his finger and they would be paced 30 miles away. But he doesn't, and she admires that, because she's like, I'm so sorry. He actually helps teach her about the terrible things that are happening in America. And there's only like two characters, three in the entire origin story that recognize it. It's Iron Man, John F. Kennedy, and eventually his wife, that recognize that, you know, they're really mistreating this man, and it's really sad. But this man is a veteran, a hero, and it's never enough. But his mental fortitude, indomitable. He held on to his hope. His best friend ended up being the enemy, and they had to fight. The U.S., oh my gosh, the U.S. was against him. He handles everything. High disasters. And he just keeps fighting, no matter what. Like, his belief in himself, his love is strong. That's my 10th thing, actually. Just his mental health being so strong. His mental stability and his ability to tackle these things like it doesn't matter. Granted, it doesn't. He could just wipe half of them off the face of the earth. But
yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
All right. Big stick, right?
Yeah, bro. I'm saying. That is just crazy, bro, because I remember my grandmother telling me when I was younger, you know what I mean? Yo, don't look so mean. Don't look so angry. Don't be so aggressive. Because she's seen the horrors that come from that. And it seems like Blue Marvel had got to, like, my grandmother experienced it. She's seen it, witnessed it, and it seemed like Blue Marvel is on that same path. So I think that's pretty cool how they kind of tied all that in. And now we can move forward in the age of 2022 and try and erase some of those stigmas.
And that's why I chose him, like, because he held on to that and he's pushed around and the writers made sure to make it honest. Like, he wants equality. He wants to handle disasters, not be targeted by them. And that's where I fight to keep myself. That's why I chose him. Besides, you know, he's pretty cool and his suit's dope. So.
Yeah, man. I have a lot. I feel like Blue Marvel is a shining star for us as men of color. Mm-hmm. For some fact that, you know, y'all know me, I'm a traditionalist. Not saying that I don't respect black culture or I don't stand up for black culture, but the reality is I don't want their superheroes. I want our superheroes.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I want us to stand on our 2 feet proudly with our heads up. And it sounds to me that Blue Marvel is the key, is a key, a first step, seeing as how it has only been out for 14 years, in that direction for African Americans. Because what y'all fail to realize is, do y'all remember what happened in 2008? November.
Yes, an election, unless you mean something different.
The election. Who won presidency?
Brother Barack.
Yes, sir. So let's get it right. You know what I'm saying? From comic books to politics, he was making moves at you.
See, this is why, bro, you definitely are the historian. Like, because I definitely skipped that beat somehow. Like, so in the back of my head somewhere, I was like, huh, I know I'm missing something. I keep seeing it, and it's not playing out. I appreciate you, bro.
And I know that they took a comic book and the actual Marvel with Miles Morales, and Barack was on the cover of it.
The funny part is, the Black Superman from Earth, he is a spitting image of Barack.
Yes.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. But before we get too far on Barack, because thank you.
We're on that slow. That's a rabbit hole.
I do see
the similarities between Marvel and the black culture and what he does for the black culture, what he does for the mentality of African American, and not just African American, but people of color. Men. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's such a beautiful piece.
What a fantastic way to start a podcast. Today's sponsored by Anchor. So I guess I'm next. Brett, I did say invulnerability, and I guess I am kind of angry sometimes. I guess you know where I'm going. It's Wolverine. Don't make that face, Herb. Don't make that face.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. One step away from getting a tattoo on your head that says love.
Wow, bro. I can't believe you actually.
He got it in there. What?
Wow. I definitely almost did do that. Not on my forehead, though. Yeah, I even had somebody draw it up for me. Thank you. By the way, I still have it somewhere. Anyway, Mark, my favorite character from Marvel is Wolverine. And yes, in the traditional sense, but also because I got to see him on Saturday mornings, and that was like a consistent. He was in every episode, never missed a beat. You know what I mean? So it was just, it was his show, but it really wasn't his show. The show was about Jubilee, but
think about it. Think about how much that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Let's look at the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
The whole reason he became involved with the X-Men per that movie is Young Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Let's look at Logan.
Yep.
The movie Logan. He got involved because of a young girl.
X-23.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Howlett.
Hey. So, Logan, as somebody else I know, is a big protector of the youngins in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, don't steal all my points now. Gosh darn it. But Wolverine, a.k.a. James Howlett, a.k.a. Logan, was born between 1882 and 1885. His parents were John and Elizabeth Howlett. Although Wolverine's biological father was Thomas Logan, the groundskeeper. So Elizabeth Howlett had a little affair. But that, that came.
Oh, yeah. What's that term? She had entanglement.
Sir. I was just going to say, she was just having someone plant seeds in a different garden. That's all.
Wow.
I'm euphemisms.
Damn. Right. Y'all said my just parents' cousins are you know, bad.
Hey, they just keep coming like a slap to the face. Yeah,
right. Y'all gave me stuff for a Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian joke on one of those podcasts. Both of y'all deserved it. I see what you did there. I see what you did. I like it though. I love it though. Both of those are fitting. But she actually neglected Logan when he was young because she was institutionalized after the death of her first son, John Jr. So John Logan or James has Wolverine has a half brother named John Jr., but was passed away before him, before James was born. So his mutant powers manifested in a fit of rage after Thomas shot John Howlett, and after he saw what he'd done, he ran away. Shortly after that, I really don't want to say this on this podcast. I really don't. I'm not going to. But his mother, after all that going on and seeing that her son's a mutant, she did what anybody with serious mental issues would do in that moment, especially with the stress, the traumatic events. So it's a lot of death and like trauma in Wolverine's backstory. So I try to leave out as much as I possibly could. But did you also know that he has another brother named Dog? This is Thomas Logan's son. He just named him Dog. And you can guess by the name, he was treated very poorly. Yeah, so. Yeah.
He also became a dog.
That's another place.
Logan accidentally killed his first love, and after that, he decided to live with a pack of wolves. During this time, Dog, his half-brother, attacks Logan. He met Death itself and Nathaniel Essex, a.k.a. Mr. Sinister, during this time. Yeah, if you don't know who Mr. Sinister is, maybe we'll do another episode just strictly for him, because the name is very fitting. Wolverine doesn't believe in traditional religions, saying never have, never will. But on a few occasions, he's been caught praying and asked his best friend during one comic book run. I'm going to throw this out there, Hugh. This is why I thought you were going to take Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler is Wolverine's best friend, and asked him what it's like on the other side. And what it actually, word for word, what can someone like me expect on the other side? What do you think's waiting for me over there? And then Nightcrawler reassured him that, yo, I'll be over there too. And then they sacrificed their lives to save the other mutants.
Why did I get the image as soon as you said that of Marley from Christmas Carol?
I just feel like
that's something, you know, Nightcrawler would be for Logan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That person that tells him, like, hey, bro, just letting you know I popped over there. Yeah. Ain't looking pretty for you, bro.
Yeah, I mean, this is also the man that says, I'm good at what I do, but what I do isn't very good. I love that quote.
Bro, and then... Go ahead, bro.
No, go ahead.
Wolverine, to me, has many depths, many that people don't see. Let's be honest. I mean, depths.
Okay.
Wolverine is like an ogre.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, let's go with this. He has layers, okay?
Yes.
And I know cakes have layers, you know what I'm saying? But he's an onion.
Yes. Okay. So, boom. Like, that leads me into my next point. Wolverine, this is something I didn't even know, and Wolverine's my favorite character. He has a telepathic resistance.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, he gained that from his time in the wilderness.
No.
I thought it was his animal instinct that kicks in.
No, that does. But this is actually a level 9 block that Charles Xavier put in place. It's actually two of them.
You can't talk about levels right now because I got some stuff for you.
Okay. Okay. And so they're not entirely his own, like a part of his powers, but because of his mutant healing, it makes it very difficult because it creates a mental scar tissue over it that blocks it. And it's not 100% complete, though. Like, he still can be subjected to telepathy, but they have to be pretty high up there.
Well, let's be honest, though. If somebody was gaining control of Wolverine's mind and let him loose, Weapon X, that's a problem for the MCU. That's a problem.
The entire MCU, by the way. Because
hold up, bro.
Except Hulk.
Y'all gonna stop disrespecting me.
No. We know this one.
Respect me.
Oh, the entire MCU. He's a master martial artist.
You see what he's trying to do?
He's top Black Widow. So I ain't trying to... Rogue, Storm,
I'm dumb. Can you define tap?
Tot.
Tot. Oh. Yeah, tot. My bad.
Oh!
He doesn't have a weakness for redheads. Wow. So, like, that's not my fault.
He top Black Widow, Rogue, Storm, and Nightcrawler. I didn't hear a word you said, bro.
It cut out.
Warning, adults only.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible person.
He's a weapons expert too.
He has been in over 100 wars or something like crazy. Like that.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous.
And what the Munsa blade? He's wielded and actually cut off Sabretooth's head a couple times. It kills anybody who has regenerative powers.
Yep.
So they can't regenerate.
Q, I'm gonna say this now.
Mm-hmm.
And nerd gang out there, don't beat my brothers up this bad that bad. But Kaido from One Piece is the Wolverine of One Piece.
Hey, now you know I'm gonna watch it. I'm just led with that.
I'm just saying he's Wolverine of One Piece. Nerd gang out there, leave comments in the bottom. Don't reveal too much because these brothers have, we are waiting for them in the land of Wano right now. So,
That should have been part of your whole pitch when you said, hey, this show got 1,000 episodes. Also, there's a Wolverine-like character in there. Ah, shit. Okay. 1,000 episodes. That's nothing. Wolverine. Okay. This is crazy to me. Wolverine actually hosted the Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which gave him the ability to manipulate matter and reality and unleash a cosmic energy. So imagine, okay, Wolverine's the number one martial artist, a master martial artist, a weapons expert, a master assassin, stealth, can communicate telepathically with animals. Well, not telepathically, empathize with animals. So they communicate that way. And now he has the power of the Phoenix, along with all his other abilities, the sight, sense, smell, hearing, taste.
Marvel, y'all went too far. Y'all went too far, Marvel.
Right, I did. They really did it. I know we was talking about DC earlier. Did y'all know there's a version of Wolverine and Batman together?
Yes. Yes, bro.
Oh, yes.
Talk your ish.
Bruh, this is one of his most powerful forms behind the Phoenix, which I just said. Stealth. It has all the skills of Wolverine and Batman put together. So think of it like kind of like Spawn, but more deadly.
Let's put it this way. He has all their strengths, none of their weaknesses.
Yes, it's terrible.
I hear the word broken.
Bro, you got to look it up if you haven't seen it. Look up the artwork for the Dark Claw. It's fucking amazing. I'm sorry to cuss. But anyway, Wolverine traveled to the future to stop his son Dakin from killing his students. And he made the tough decision to stop his son by drowning him.
His name is literally Logan Wayne. I'm sorry. What? What did you just say?
Wolverine had to travel to the future in one of the comic books to stop his son from killing his future students, because Wolverine started a school, and his son Dakin being estranged and Logan didn't know about him grew up to be evil, and so he killed all of the students at his father's school. So he travels to the future to stop that from happening, and the only way he could stop that from happening is to kill his son. And by drowning him, that's one of the only ways you can kill Wolverine. And the whole time while he was doing it, he thought to himself, like, what would your life have been like if I'd have known about you? Showing that more, like, I mean, it's just a tough decision for anybody. Like, you know what I mean? And when I read that, it just surprised me because I knew about Dakin. And, like, I had one of his action figures when I was little, but I just thought it was like, oh, Wolverine with a mohawk. You know what I'm saying? But here it is. It's actually Wolverine. One of Wolverine's many children. And this is a biological child, not a clone, like X-23. Which the DNA for X-23 was actually gotten during the fight with the Hulk, which I'm about to get into right now. My number 9 is Old Man Logan was actually eaten by the Hulk.
Maestro?
No. This is the Old Man Logan comic book. Maestro's not in this one.
But he was attacked by Maestro. I'm just saying,
The Hulk and Wolverine have fought numerous occasions. And
I'm glad you said that. Everybody, please remember that Mr. Harris, aka Q, has stated that they have fought numerous times. I need y'all to remember that.
Yes, that's what lead me into my next point. But back to my number 9, Old Man Logan in the comic book is basically a crazy storyline. But anyway, Hulk has had a whole bunch of like incestuous children called the Hulk Gang. I think that's what it's called. Irv, you might have to correct me.
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, and so they kill, they bully everybody and then take money from them. And long story short, they kill Wolverine's family. And if you know anything about Wolverine, you don't touch his pack. He goes and he claws his way through all of his children, and then he gets to the Hulk, and it's this old man, old Bruce, come out, like, decrepit and everything. And then he sees who it is, and like, oh, you killed my children. Boom. Hulk form. And then they get into a fight, and Hulk just eats him. He literally just puts him in his mouth and eats him. And then...
I didn't know if you were scared or not. You look kind of scared for a second, like...
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, sorry.
So he just eats him, just straight up eats him. No chewing, yeah. No nothing.
No, he chewed him. But then Wolverine bursts out of his stomach, and the Hulk is dead.
Mm. Kill him from the inside.
Yeah.
Yep, that makes sense.
Which is Wolverine first appeared. Oh, yeah, I got a whole bunch of Hulk stuff. I actually got 11 just for you. Wolverine first appeared in the Incredible Hulk issue 80. That was his first appearance. Not 80, 180. And then the fight actually took place in issue 181. And in Savage Wolverine issue 5, Wolverine lobotomizes the Hulk.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all I got. That's going to lead Irv into his stuff later on, audience. But that's because I know he got some shit. I know he's about to start talking shit.
No. You can't skip the mental health here.
Yes. Yes. I got that right here. Wolverine suffers from dissociative amnesia, or functional amnesia, or psychogenic amnesia. It's a coping mechanism which people forget details of events temporarily. People who suffer from dissociative amnesia will often suppress memories of the event until they are ready to deal with them, in which many cases never happen. Sir?
Is that what happened with all the wars, or was that something else? Because I know
that's part of it, but it started when he his powers manifested. Because he actually forgot who he was, and his love interest, Rose, whom he accidentally killed, convinces him that his name is Logan after his biological father. Yeah. He also deals with global amnesia, which is, this is interesting. I didn't even know this was a thing, but it can cause a person to temporarily forget who they are for a short period of time. They also experience confusion and depression. Which makes sense, because he did forget who he was. You can't remember his past life or anything like that. And then you think about with his healing, it would just heal over those memories. And so he has to create new ones, just keeping pieces fragmented, so to speak. Wolverine suffers from PTSD, which has been mostly associated with war experiences. But we now know that PTSD can be triggered by a multitude of circumstances, such as surviving a natural disaster, witnessing someone pass away, domestic abuse, mental, emotional, physical abuse. And there are three types of PTSD. There's acute, chronic, and delayed onset. People who suffer from PTSD may display random outbursts of rage, irrational behavior, detachment from friends and family, and other feelings of shame or guilt.
You know what? I'm just going to sit over here and drink my tea.
Yeah, I was just about to say, this is depressing in itself. Poor guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know. I don't know what it is, man. Tragic backstories definitely humanize characters quite a bit. Especially because, I mean, you think about it. We all suffer some type of trauma at one point or another, and how we deal with it is either we push it to the side because that's what we were taught to do, is bury it deep inside and never let it out, or it comes out in anger, rage,
risky behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's Wolverine for you.
Love that, man. Wow. Okay.
So glad that I decided to go last. So glad.
Sorry. My bad.
Q, you led me in perfectly. Just saying. First off, for those of you out there with the nerd gang, my favorite character, not only in Marvel, but in all comic, is none other than the Hulk. The Hulk was created by Jack Kirby and Stan Lee. Shout out to both of them. They truly has made some pivotal characters and helped more kids than they will ever know. The idea of the Hulk came from a mixture of Frankenstein and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Huh.
He came out in May 1961. Here's a fun fact for y'all that didn't know this. Bruce Banner is not actually his first name. Bruce is not his first name.
What?
His first name is Robert.
Robert?
Robert.
Bruce Banner. And the crazier part is, Q, he was born in a place not far from you. Dayton, Ohio.
Wow.
I knew that bit, but
I did that.
Robert? Yeah. His name is Robert Bruce Banner. Some people list him as a human mutate. However, I'm just going to go out with the craziest fact right now, right here. Mm-hmm. The Hulk and some other gamma-radiated beings' powers are not from some mutation. They're not mutants.
Uh-huh.
It has been said multiple times throughout comic book history, the Hulk's power is a force of nature. Correct?
Yes.
We don't know how true that really is. The Hulk was created by the one above all. Now, for those that don't know, this is God in the MCU. This is basically God. He created the Hulk as a force of destruction within the multiverse.
Mm.
Okay. And the crazier part is, the first version of the Hulk didn't transform because of his anger. He was never meant to be dependent on emotions. But he was transforming by day cycle.
Mm.
So during the day he was Robert, during night he was Hulk, and he was gray.
Sounds like oh boy, the one.
Hey, I see what you did there. I'm just going to list. I mean, let's be honest. Everybody knows Hulk's main two powers, which is regeneration and strength. The scary part about the Hulk is nowhere in Marvel history have you ever seen Hulk at his most powerful form. Including Worldbreaker. Q.
Yo.
Our characters are perfect matches.
Okay.
For our personalities as me and you.
Yes.
Knuckleheads.
Our friendship. The Hulk has fought Wolverine many times, yes, as Q has said. There is one time that sticks out to me, though. Hulk comes back to planet Earth after being on Sakaar, a barbaric world where he learned how to actually fight. Don't make that face, Q.
Really?
Don't do it.
Okay. This is your moment to shine.
The Hulk was sent off world by the Illuminati because Doctor Strange Dr. Strange is a hater. He's a hater of the Hulk.
We know that.
I know why he hates him. I know why. I figured it out. In Doctor Strange 1, the movie, who was the big bad?
Dormammu.
Yeah, the Hulk beat him with a simple thunderclap. Wiped him out. Bye-bye. Okay. So, Doctor Strange feels some type of way. But the Hulk comes back from the planet after the ship that he was sitting there on blows up and destroys half the planet, killing his wife and unborn child, allegedly. Jesus. So the Hulk comes back to Earth with his posse and rounds up all heroes. All of them.
Bring your ass on first, sir,
his first stop is Xavier's Institute for the Gifted.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
Hey! So, the reason he went there first is because Charles Xavier was supposed to be there when they voted, but he wasn't there. He never casted his vote. So, the Hulk wanted to find out. Mind you, the Hulk and Bruce Banner has made a deal at this point to survive the barbaric world of Sakaar, and have decided that their best bet is to work together. He comes back, goes to Xavier Institute. He starts punishing the New Mutants. I'm talking about pulverizing them. This one girl has the ability to control her limbs when they're not connected. He rips them off and throws them over his shoulder into all the way across the U.S. He says, go control them over there.
CDK?
Wow. I'm just saying. And then, of course, after he demolishes all of them, he's about to grab Xavier. You hear the famous phrase, you're real tough picking on a bunch of kids, bub.
Yeah, bubba.
Wolverine and the original X-Men show up in nick time and try to prevent him. However, this is not the normal Hulk that they're used to fighting. He ain't fighting just to fight. And he demolishes every X-Men they had, except for Wolverine. Wolverine tells them flat out, Hulk, we fought many times. The Hulk looks back at him, says, this ain't like our other fights. You might be indestructible, but let's see how it feels when your brain detaches from your brainstem and rattles around that metal head of yours. And he does just that. Delivering the blow that snaps his brainstem. Of course, Wolverine has probably one of the best regeneration abilities in comic history.
Yep.
Marvel, DC, I don't care what it is. So he doesn't die, of course. And they have fought many times. One of my favorite is in the Marvel Ultimate Comics, where Hulk tears Wolverine apart. Literally.
Really?
Rips him in two.
This is what we're doing now.
Hey, it's Logan's fault though. Logan started talking about Betty.
Oh, okay. Well, that's understandable.
He started talking about Betty.
Alright. I'm not even mad at it no more.
Hey, let's be honest. He punished that man. Another feat of strength is that there is somebody called Clue. There's a version of the Hulk called Clue. It's basically the Hulk spelled backwards. K-L-U-H. This Hulk has a mohawk with red scars lighting up all across his body. He's gray on the skin. And he has the ability of telekinesis. Let's be honest. Marvel, you done messed up. And it's crazy that you brought up Wolverine's son, Q.
Yeah.
Because Hulk also has a son. Remember how I said that he allegedly killed the wife and the unborn child? The child survived. He fell, the cocoon that he was living in fell into a lake of lava. He emerged as a toddler. Came back to Earth because he felt that his father just abandoned him.
Mm.
So, of course, you know, and he and Scar is his name. He fights with a sword. He has all the abilities of the Hulk. Also, he has something called the Old Powers from his mother's side. The Old Powers allows him to gain strength by siphoning power from the tectonic plates of a planet. For those that don't know, those are things that create earthquakes. He punched the Hulk with 100 trillion PSI punch. 100 trillion. Knocks him from Los Angeles to West Virginia. The Hulk brushes it off. And literally begins to spank him like Beerus and Gotenks. He let him know, I'm the strongest there is. Yeah, I wasn't letting that go, Hubie.
Yeah, you couldn't wait to say that, could you?
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to write somebody. I'm going to write Dick or whatever, yo. We need to see Blue Marvel versus Hulk because my boy's talking him up. Talking him up.
Let me explain something to you. The Hulk destroyed an asteroid estimated twice the size of Earth in Marvel Comics Presents issue number 52. He did in his weakest form and he wasn't even angry, bro.
One of the powers was I absorb, not me. I said I'm excited. Blue Marvel absorbs energy.
Bro, in Incredible Hulk issue number 304, he fights a guy named Ironclad, who's basically the Thing from Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
The Hulk punches him so hard it shakes the entire multiverse. Okay. The entire multiverse is shaken. And that's just a few feats of strength.
He's going to keep going. Okay.
Now,
we'll come back.
I'm going to talk to y'all about the mental health aspects of the Hulk.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
There's currently 15 versions of the Hulk residing in Bruce Banner's mind.
Mm.
15 of them. I don't know 15 people I want to be around all day.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Let alone 15 different thoughts in my head all day. And most of them are saying, kill everything moving. So the willpower of Bruce Banner is truly remarkable in his feat of keeping the Hulk under control. But in reality, that's part of his problem because the more he embraces the Hulk, the easier his life becomes. But Bruce Banner does have dissociative identity disorder, which has a very strong tie to anger. Because let's be honest, like I said, there's not 15 people I like that much. To be around with them all day, every day, no moment of peace.
Oh, yeah.
No moment in my own thoughts.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
And that's the reality of it. You know, it's truly sickening how, it to me, it reminds me of men of color. Because you have so many different voices on how to act, what to do, what to say, what to wear, that you don't really get a chance to express yourself and who you are. Us as men of color growing up in the era that we did, I know this well, and those of our A1 day ones, y'all know this as well. We had a hard time finding where we fit in the world based on what we loved as anime lovers, animation in general lovers, comic book readers. You know, we grew up in areas where that was acceptable. Based on the color of our skin.
Mm-hmm.
We was expected to do other things. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Right, on that, I think about that all the time. I used to want to do everything. And I distinctly remember wanting a guitar and getting it when I was 15 years old. and being in a guitar class, I was the only one, except the director, the music director. And he tried to tell me things like, hey, you know, people are going to say some things to you. Just keep going. That was another voice that is now in me, just to be wary. But like,
much like the Hulk, when we feel threatened in our calm states, our calm peace of mind, when our peace is threatened, we naturally are born with a, this is my personal opinion, there's no science behind it, we are naturally born with a assimilation of anger. You know what I'm saying? Like, we naturally have no flight reflex. It's fight. You know what I mean? And the Hulk does not want to fight. He never wants to fight. He's afraid of what he can do, much like the Sentry. He's afraid of hurting others. So he tries to keep it in so much, so hard. And I remember, I'm going to get a little real with y'all right now. Me and Q was roommating here in PA. And I was dealing with some stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, the mental strain of that, always on the offensive, always on the attack, got to me. And my brother, Q, you know, helped me remind myself of who I am and what I'm about. You know what I mean? So to have that in that support system, like the Hulk does with Betty Ross, with Doc Samson, with Rick Jones, with his cousin Jen, you know what I mean? It gives me, who has always been told, even by these fellas, Irvin, you don't know your strength.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
You've gotten better, though.
I've tried. or the fact that, you know, I'm always angry growing up, you know, dealing with what I dealt with as a, throughout my life. Sorry, y'all.
No, it's cool. It's a hard topic.
Yeah, but dealing with what I dealt with in my life, similar to both of you gentlemen, I related to the Hulk more so because I saw myself in him.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I was little, you know, I was so angry all the time, and Bruce Banner has, like, he had a level of control that I wanted, that I needed. And to see that now is truly amazing, and it has helped me become the man I am today. So for that, I thank you, Jack Kirby and Stan Lee. Like I said before, you guys do not know. Rest in peace, Stan Lee. I hope they realize that what they have done for generations of us in our plight of the world. So.
Yeah, no, bro. I think it's when, just to kind of circle back to the people of color thing, the Hulk is literally green. And I know I make light of the situation, but it definitely shows you, because everybody's afraid of Bruce Banner being his true self, which is the Hulk. They're afraid of what Bruce Banner can do when he loses control. Sounds a lot like situations that have went on where we're a threat before we even raise our hands. We're a threat before we open our mouths. We're a threat just by being. You know what I mean? So That I applaud, especially you two gentlemen on that, man. Like, I would have, we've had these conversations multiple times off air, but now that we're on air and having this conversation, I think it's definitely come full circle to now we can share it with people. Because before, even what you said, we were afraid to share this with people. Like, remember going into Hugh's room and we turn on the music real loud and we would start talking because we was afraid of like other people hearing these conversations. And not to mention, Hugh, I don't know if you remember this, but I remember my freshman year of college, every day at the exact same time, and always be when I was walking out of class, going to choir, this car would drive by waving a Confederate flag. And I ain't think nothing of it. And until someone else was like, Hugh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what? And it was Annie. Shout out to her.
Yes.
She was like, I'm so sorry that you got to go through that. And I'm like, what do you mean? You saw that car? And they do that every day. And it's just when you're walking. And I'm like, bro, I was oblivious to it. Because I'm like, yo, whatever. You know what I mean? It's just some person driving by. But then that's when the other stuff started happening and all that good stuff. But we'll leave that for the book.
But the reality is, Hulk would beat the fuck out of both of y'all characters. I said it.
All right. So if you want to see us not fighting each other, you can find us on...
Yo,
that's my MO, yeah, nonviolence. But if you want to throw hit, okay.
I mean it. Yeah, you fuck around and find out the hard way. You can find out
it's crazy. It's crazy though. It's crazy because in my mind, okay, Q. It's crazy the connection that me and you have because of our characters. We both have a very savage side that we like to keep in check.
Oh yes, yes.
Let's look at a couple of our other favorite characters.
He just called me soft in like the nicest way, bro.
Oh no.
First of all, wait, no, bro, no. Because originally Hugh is going to pick Nightcrawler in our pre-production meeting. And I was like, I'm finding all these little facts to tie everybody's characters into each other. And then he goes completely left field. So it's all good, though. I'm not mad about it.
Let's look at DBZ.
Yeah.
Hulk and Wolverine's relationship is a lot like Kakarot's and Vegeta's.
Facts.
Wolverine has always had more intellect than Hulk, correct?
Yes.
In a fight, Wolverine thinks more than Hulk does. Hulk doesn't care about nothing. He don't care. You stab me. That's cool.
Smash. Improper English. That's enough. Yeah. Like we.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. But let's save that conversation. Let's dive back into that conversation at a later date.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We're supposed to be having a new artwork coming out soon, but... But it's just like, damn, we like 2 hours. Well, that's 2 hours on a phone call, but I don't know how long we've been recording for. It doesn't really matter. Fellas, let's take them out.
Of course. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We've been working on main character debates here and there, different types, different versions, but we just really want to speak to who we are, what we talk about on a daily basis, and bring it back to you, because we've been talking about this one for months, and having the ability to talk about it is not just, you know, for our voice. We want you to share that. Who are your favorite MCU characters in the comics? Why are they your favorite? Can you speak on their mental health? How does it connect to you? Is there anything or any kind of advice that you want to give to other people, not just people of color, but even though that's who most of this audience is, because that's us, but please share your wisdom. You can do that. Hey,
where can they leave that stuff at?
Actually, we've got a couple places now. We definitely have that Instagram. Matter of fact, shout out to Cookie. She let me know that that Instagram is working. She saw it on the story. She said the new episode was dropping, and I was like, I didn't say anything. Who said something? So our Instagram is the Dope Nerds Podcast.
Underscore. No, yeah, the Dope Nerds underscore podcast.
Okay, I always mess that one up. God. And then, of course, our Facebook is the Dope Nerds Podcast Official, and our Twitter is... Why am I blanking? Why am I know these. I'm already logged in. This is my fault. Someone help me.
Yeah, do both of them. Nerd underscore dope and nerds with a Z underscore dope.
Oh, yes. That's right. And, of course, we handle those individually, but we also work on them together. So please let us know your thoughts. Check us out, of course, on our Spotify. You know what? Hit the link tree. You'll see all of our details there. But of course, I'm low energy. I'm running low. I'm tired. I'm the old man here. So I'm going to throw it right back over to our historian hype man hybrid, Big Herb.
Yo, like I said, we went away from dope. But don't say this episode wasn't dope, because this is the realest y'all going to get with us. You know what I mean? We tapped into some stuff today that we, like my brother Q said, we used to whisper behind closed doors about. So, hey. Shout out to everybody that is dealing with what we have talked about. If you need somebody, reach out. You know, we always here for you at the Dope Nerds. We all part of Nerd Game. And don't forget, it's all about the love, baby. So with that being said, I'm going to kick back over to the main man, the visionary, the savage, Drew.
Yo, first and foremost, you hear my kids in the background. They're getting a little antsy. They've been working with us, so big shout out to them, every last one of them. It's kind of weird saying that on microphone right now, but anyway, I love them. They're in the living room. That's why it's weird. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Dope Nerds Podcast. Together we are the Dope Nerds, but we are nothing without each and every one of you who tuned in and listened, who subscribed, who liked, who shared, who commented, who's posting in the group. We thank you guys all so much. Man, you guys make our community feel so welcoming, and we thank you guys for joining. That is still so dope. Every time I see it, bro, I'm going to say that. that's so dope.
it's a bitch.
Oh. Yes, so tune in for next week's episode of the Dope Nerds Podcast.
Two weeks. I would like to share. I got some more acting stuff.
About damn time.
Yeah, it is. So it might be 2 weeks, but we're going to have something else for you next week. Star Wars is going to be coming, though.
Yes.
Kylo Ren's a bitch.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Right there. So yeah, be tuned in for our next episode where we tackle Star Wars. I'm not gonna tell you which in order. I'm not gonna tell you what order. I'm not gonna tell you anything besides Star Wars is coming. We've been saying it all season. It's finally coming. It's on the way. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I thought he was gonna do it right there. I was waiting for it. I still feel like you about to do it, bro. Okay. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Dope Nerds. And as always, stay dope. Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying, I'm just keeping my promise to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all every time it's mentioned, he's gonna be called bitch. You know what I'm saying? Just putting it out there real quick.